broadcasting from the planet Earth. This is Apollo Mighty Extreme Comedy Presentation.
The Alt-Dot Comedy Lounge. Live comedy every Monday night at 9 at the Rivoli, 334 Queen Street, West Toronto. The Alt-Dot, where laughter is routine.
Yes! Oh, welcome. We've got a great show for you tonight. If you don't know about the Alt Comedy Lounge here at the Rivoli, it's been going on for about 25 fucking years now, every Monday night here at the Rivoli, showcasing the best and the best of comedic talent this country has to offer. Tonight is no exception. Are you guys excited? Yes, I think I have more boilerplate. All right, so I'd also like to welcome our listeners listening to us right now on Sirius XM Canada Laughs Channel 168. Hey, how about that? Cool, there we go. And I did it. Terrific. All right. Anyway, so now we do have a wonderful show for you tonight. Yeah, you came on a really capital evening of comedy. I'm your host, Andrew Johnston. Thank you very much for coming out tonight. Anyway, are you guys ready for your first guest this evening? Thank you. You guys are a great crowd. You guys are a really great crowd. You're in for quite a show tonight, and so we are not going to, without further ado, your first guest coming to the stage tonight. Please welcome the very funny Andrew Ivamy.
Hey, everybody, how's it going? Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody's in a good mood tonight. We're feeling good. Yeah, feeling good. I am in an incredible mood tonight, as I have been for a long while now. I am incredibly happy. I am just incredibly head over heels happy. My big thing in life right now, what's making me so incredibly happy, I am in love. I have that going on right now. Thank you. No, it's too late. It's too late. Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. No, it's too late for the sympathy applause. Normally at least like one person has a heart, but the rest of you are like, no, fuck you. Get to a joke quicker. No, I appreciate the respectful honesty. I'm in love. It feels good, and it's an incredible kind of love that I have right now. I don't know if you've had this in your life. Probably not, judging by the fact that none of you fucks applauded. But I hope someday you find it. It's the kind of love that I'm in. It's that kind of uncontrollable, head-over-heels in love that sometimes I find myself just looking into my partner's eyes and thinking to myself, I am so in love right now that if this doesn't work out, there is no way that it doesn't end in murder-suicide. You know that kind of love? That kind of love where you look them in the eye and you're like, if we have the slightest argument, I'm joining ISIS just to piss you off. You know that kind of love? It's good. Feels good. And it is with a human woman. I will say that. I say partner in my jokes to be inclusive, but I feel the need to qualify that it is a human woman. I don't know why the fuck that I'm emphasizing that it's a human woman. I regret that. Like, as if it's going to be a woman, but not a human. Like, I'm in love. It's with a woman, and it's a falcon. Come to me, Falcor. Ha ha. Love you. Mwah. Away. Where did it come from? No, it's not a. It's a human woman. There's a vagina involved. It's good. It's warm. It's nice. It's like a slice of lasagna turned 90 degrees sideways. It's fantastic. I'm not going to lie to you, people. I've got better jokes, but that's my favorite joke. That's my favorite joke. That's my favorite joke because love it or hate it, I just forced all of you to do the mental Photoshop of that joke. Love it or hate it, all of you just now imagined a slice of lasagna in your heads and you were like, click, 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 click. Huh, he's not right, but he ain't wrong, and that's fucked up. No, it's good. It's a fantastic relationship. And there was a weird moment recently. Well, first of all, it's been summertime, which means that it's been catcall season because humanity is garbage. And we were walking down the street recently, and a guy out of a car yelled at my girlfriend, catcalled my girlfriend. And his catcall was the weirdest fucking catcall I've ever heard. Like, he didn't even have catcalling right. I'm like, you're two kinds of a fucking idiot. He catcalled. He yelled out, "Oh!" Now, I know you guys weren't there, but just trust me, this impression is dead fucking on. He yells out, "Oh, looks like somebody's been working out." Who the fuck are you? what the fuck? You can't catcall with the dry sarcasm of an episode of Fawlty Towers. What the fuck was that? You are garbage at being a garbage human. What the fuck is going on in your mind right now? I just don't understand what's going through the mind of most fucking people. This is also, on top of being in love, this is also why I'm happy that I'm just in a relationship, because being single is garbage. It is the worst fucking time, I think, in history to be single, and part of the reason is that I blame Tinder. I fucking blame Tinder. Tinder has fucked people up. I saw an interaction at a bar recently where a guy approached a woman, and at first he was typically flirtatious. He asked her her name. He asked to buy her a drink. But then he felt the need to tell her why he came over to talk to her. And he said to her, he said to a human fucking being, he said, "I saw you from across the bar, and I just wanted you to know that I thought your body is a real swipe right." And he did the fucking gesture. He swiped right a human fucking being like the world's shittiest Jedi. Like, it's just like, this is not the man you're looking for. That's all I have... Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It is, and here's the thing that I will say, too, is that, like, I'm like, you're a goddamn lunatic. But she was not a winner either. Because then he asked to buy her a drink. She agreed. Bartender comes over. She ordered a drink I have never heard a woman order before. She asked for a Jaeger and tonic. That's the appropriate fucking reaction to that drink. That is the, she asked for a Jaeger and tonic, and even this fucking loser gave her a look like she's an idiot. And she saw the look, felt the need to clarify herself, and she was like, no, I want to explain myself. No, you don't understand. It's the classy way to drink Jaeger. Like, you don't understand what any of those fucking words mean, all right? Like, no judgment if you're drinking Jaeger. We've all gotten Jaeger drunk at some point in our lives, and we would never describe that evening as classy. I've never gotten Jaeger drunk and woke up owning a suit I didn't previously own. You know, I did, however, get Jaeger drunk and try to fight a mailbox one time. Like, it is a different kind of drunk. It is fucking anarchy out there in the streets to be single right now. I don't understand... Maybe I'm just an old fucking man. I don't understand Tinder. I don't understand. I can barely be online anymore. I get too enraged to even go on Twitter or Facebook half the fucking time. I don't know if any of you saw this shit. A couple months back when Caitlyn Jenner was the big news story. When Bruce Jenner now became Caitlyn Jenner, I was online and there was a local Toronto restaurant called Furniture Warehouse. You know the fucking story I'm talking about. They posted some transphobic shit on Instagram. And first of all, that says a lot about the fucking world that we live in. That the friends that I follow on social media only post photos of their food, and the restaurants I follow on social media have a fucking moral opinion. Like, why the fuck isn't that reversed? What is going on in our society that my friends have no opinions of their own but eat a lot of meals, and restaurants are like, get the transgenders out. I don't fucking understand. And so they posted transphobic shit. And now here's what blew my mind about this. They posted it. Now this restaurant, if you didn't hear the news story, the restaurant's name is Furniture Warehouse. And I'm going to reiterate that. The restaurant's name is Furniture Warehouse. A restaurant named Furniture Warehouse is hateful towards people with identity issues. Let that sink the fuck in for a minute. And they were mad about the fact that Caitlyn Jenner got the cover of Vanity Fair. I saw a lot of people online mad about the fact that Caitlyn Jenner got the cover of Vanity Fair. A lot of people were like, why the fuck are we talking about this when there's so many other more important issues like world hunger? And that is a subtle prejudice in our society right now. Whenever there's something progressive happening and people are like, why aren't we talking about the more important issues like world hunger? Because Vanity Fair has never been known for its curing of world hunger. Vanity Fair is known for fucking selling blazers and dresses to you in subtle manners. They are not in it to fucking feed people. But this fucking local restaurant, they posted transphobic shit. They got a lot of hate online for it, as well they should. And they came out with an apology. And it was the most forced apology I've ever heard in my life. You know when someone gives a forced apology? when you ask someone to apologize and they're like, I'm sorry that you. Whenever someone starts that sentence, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I'm sorry that you interpreted it like this. They might as well just be saying like, here, poof, eat a bowl of my own shit. Like, it is the worst fucking apology. And their apology, they said, I'm sorry that you think we're transphobic. We are not transphobic. We even have gay employees. And that is not the same fucking thing, Furniture Warehouse. That is like me saying that I'm allowed to use the N-word because I have a friend who's Chinese. I am three different ways of wrong in that scenario. I gotta get out of here. My name is Andrew Rodney, but thank you very much, Rivoli. Have a good night.
Hi, I'm Sandra Radellini, and you're listening to the Alt-Doc Comedy Lounge on Sirius XM at the Rivoli in Toronto.
Originally from Nova Scotia, and is just back from where he, after moving to the UK, so we are lucky to have him back here. You guys are going to love him. Please welcome the hilarious Nick Pitta!
What's going on, Rivoli? How you guys doing? Good? Yeah. Yeah, you guys seem like a nice group. Thanks for coming out tonight on a Monday. Talk about a couple things. I've been trying to go to the gym a little bit more lately because I'm 32 and my metabolism slowed down and I drink a lot of beer. So I'm just trying to maintain the shit that I've created. Not trying to really gain any ground. Just keep it as shitty as it is right now. That's where I want to stay with it. I don't mind the gym, though. Like, a lot of people don't like the gym. They hate it. They don't want to go. I don't mind it. The only thing I don't like about the gym are gym guys, the guys who, like, live at the gym. They're the worst people in the world. I don't like them because they're jacked and chiseled and everything I want to be, and I don't have the determination to get there. Simple enough reason to hate them. You might say, oh, he's envious of them. That man is envious of those gym guys. And then, yeah, it starts out that way. I guess I start out envious of them. And then I stop being envious of them as soon as I hear them speak in the locker room. That's when my envy goes away. Because every conversation they have is the exact same. It's always just legs and back. Yep, today it's legs and back. Legs and back today. Protein powder, can of tuna, legs and back. Every conversation boils down to muscle group, muscle group. The muscle group, muscle group, muscle group. It's never muscle group, book, muscle group. Guy I like at the gym is the guy who's like 65, because that guy doesn't give a shit. He's the best, because he doesn't care. Just to compare him to the gym guy. The gym guy's walking around in like $150 stretchy green shorts that help him do squats better or something. You know, and he's got like his phone on his arm. He looks like he's from the future. He's just standing in a mirror like, muscle group, muscle group, muscle group. I can see myself, muscle group. Meanwhile, the guy's like 65, just walking around in 100-year-old shorts with a string hanging down. He's got weird like hiking shoes on that you're like, well, those aren't totally practical for working out, but I guess you could work out in them. And then he's got paint on them because he also paints in them. He's like, yeah, workout shoes, painting shoes, same shoes. Why do I need more than one pair of shoes? What am I, a chick? I got one pair of shoes. I'm good. He's got a shirt on that says Murray's Towing on it that he got for free in 1972. It's got these weird, perfectly round holes in it. And you're like, what are those holes? Those aren't tears. They're perfectly round. And then you realize, oh, that's just parts of the shirt where material stopped existing. It's like, I'm not a shirt here anymore, man. Get another fucking shirt. You don't have to wear me until I fall off. And he's just walking around angry, looking for equipment that's not readily available. It's like, where's that machine you stand in that wraps around your body and just shakes the fat away? Why'd they ever get rid of those? You just stand in the machine and smoke a cup of coffee and let the machine do the work for you. Read the sports page. Finally, someone's like, man, just calm down. Just try an elliptical or something. He's like, elliptical? What the fuck is an elliptical? You know, you should tell people before they sign up for this place that it's a gay gym. I'll tell you that much. Why don't I just try out the boy kissing machine while I'm at it? Bet you that burns a lot of calories, you fucking commies. Well, I want to talk about feminism for a minute because I got about 3 minutes left. I don't want to dig a hole I can't get out of. It's fun. I want to talk about feminism because I have a problem with feminism. And if you're a woman in the audience and you just immediately thought, fuck this asshole, you've identified my problem with feminism. Can't even say I have a problem with it without people just being mad. Before. What if my problem was we need more? Like, you got to let me finish. But that wasn't my problem with it. No, here's the thing. I think, obviously, look, feminism's great. And I'm not trying to say that in a condescending, shitty way. I mean it legitimately is a great civil rights movement. It's something that needs to be done. I think basically feminism boils down to two types of feminists. And I know that everybody's a unique snowflake. But for the purposes of this bit, two types of feminists. There's the type of feminists who think that abortion should be free for everybody, that tampons should be free, birth control should be free, all this should be covered. I agree with that. That is, you, if you fight that way and for those things, you're the right kind of feminist. Then there's feminists who think that manspreading is the worst thing to ever happen. And those people are fucking idiots and don't deserve to be listened to. And if you don't know what manspreading is, I'll give you a little bit of an explanation here. It's when a guy sits on a bus or a subway with his legs spread wide apart because he has testicles. And there's people who actually think this is a thing that needs to be talked about. I can't imagine being a woman saying, like, you know what? I'm going to be a feminist. All right, cool. What issue are you going to fight for? The fact that women have been second-class citizens since the beginning of civilization, or that there's a disproportionate amount of physical and sexual abuse towards them? No, 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 no. This one right here, the one where guys sit with wide legs because of their balls. That's what I'm going to attach myself to. They got to get off that gravy train, I'll tell you that much. So I think that's bullshit. Here's the reason why guys sit with a wider gait than women on subways and buses. One, I already mentioned, testicles. We have external sex organs. They're just hanging out there. And by the way, women, you're welcome. We took the bullet on that one. Like, that's a shitty part of our evolution. Just everything that's important just hanging out there for woolly mammoths and saber-toothed tigers to just gnaw on at any point in time. So that's one reason why guys sit with a wider gait than women. The other reason why guys sit with a wider gait than women is that guys have a wider gait than women. That's the second thing you shouldn't even kind of be able to be mad about. But like the women who are mad, like some woman who's like, I'm 5'3" and 115 pounds, and I think a guy who's 6'2" and 220 pounds should take up the same amount of space as I do. Like, what are you trying to take down the establishment or physics right now? I don't know. I just, because men are different than women, right? We all know that. Hey, there's a 90s hack stand-up premise for you. Geez, aren't men different than women? But here's the thing, is we are, and if people aren't willing to address it, we just aren't willing to understand each other, right? We aren't willing to try to, like, put out olive branches to understand that we think differently. Like, guys, when guys say something bad about a woman, she's crazy, right? That's the women are crazy. When girls say something bad about a guy, he's creepy. We just both, like, each sex overuses those things. They just, guys say it way too liberally, like, oh, she wanted me to hug her, crazy. And girls are like, oh, he was talking to me, creepy. Like, it's just, no, neither one of those things were creepy or crazy. Just fucking deal with the planet Earth. Like, you don't get to decide how every interaction you have goes. Just calm down. Because as an olive branch, I'd like to put this out there. Catcalling. I'd like to talk about catcalling for a second. What I'd like to say about it is catcalling has to be shitty. I don't have to deal with it. I can only imagine it's a shitty thing for women to have to go through. But the guy, here's how it goes. When a guy yells nice tits to you, that guy's a piece of shit for sure. No one can say that he isn't. But here's the thing. The guy two blocks down the road who doesn't yell nice tits at you still thinks you have nice tits. He was just raised better than the first guy. That's all it is. So you're basically getting mad at one guy because one guy got to go home and play catch with his dad and the other guy had to go home and reheat his dinner in the microwave and play with matches. It's not the most huge laughter to get off on, but you know what? I still think I made a good point. And I'll just assume that those of you who weren't laughing hysterically were going, mm-hmm. You guys lot of fun. Enjoy the rest of your show. See ya.
Hey, I'm Sammy Farid. You're listening to the Alt Dog Comedy Lounge at the Rivoli on SiriusXM.
All right, we're going to keep things going with your next guest, a very, very funny guy. Please welcome to the stage, Daniel Woodruff! Where the fuck was this for my intro song?
What's up? How's it going? Very enthusiastic. Good. It's a Monday. Can't expect too much. Thank you, front row, for coming out. Good job. Here's something about me. I'm not good at basketball. Thank you. 6'2" black guy not good at basketball. I know, that's like a white guy that can't read. It's like, what is your purpose? But I like to go buy basketball courts when white people are playing because they're like, we want that guy. And I'm like, okay. Air ball again. And they can't kick me off or it's just racism 100%. So... that's good. Thank you. That joke's brought to you by White Guilt. So, who clapped for that? Who? I can't see your race, but I assume you're not white because most people will go, yes, white guilt. We deserve it. I don't know how it is. I'm so sorry. That's not what I'm here to talk about. You're right. Did you say you're right? Oh, that? Now I need to know your race. Is this like a... going to turn into a thing where I'm like a leader of a new movement, or is it just like a drunk white girl? I don't know. No way to know. So you have a drunk white girl friend is what I'm learning from this situation, because that's definitely the girl that yelled out, she's brown. She's a drunk brown girl. Okay, this is my time now. See the direction of this spotlight? These ones? Those are mine. Should I do some jokes or... okay, Swatch doesn't even work. It's just for show. I have a phone like a normal person. You guys know... you guys know when you get a phone call? Okay. You know when you get a phone call, this really annoys me. You get a phone call and you see you just missed it, literally just missed it, and you go to swipe back to call them and they don't answer? How? Like, how? What happened to them in that 1 second? They just go, oh, I guess they're dead, and then smash their phone and just take off like a rocket into space? Stop doing that. Just text me. You're wasting my time. You know what I mean? I was in this... park recently, and I saw this dad playing hide and seek with his wife and two kids, and he's counting, and they're like running around and hiding, and I'm like, whatever, and I'm not really paying attention. I'm looking at my phone, and I look up about 5 minutes later, and he's still counting, and I'm like, what is he doing? Like, literally, I'd be a kilometer away by now, and then I realize that's what he wants. Like, like he hates his life so much, he's counting to 1,000 and hoping that when he's done, one of his children is gone, and life's easy. You know what I mean? Because I'm pretty sure as a dad, the only time you get alone the whole day is when you play hide and seek. Like, that's why that game was invented. So you get a certain amount of seconds alone per day guaranteed. So you can think about the boat you'll never have because you had one too many kids and how your wife hates you. Is that too real? Do you guys have kids? Or I feel bad for parents that had to raise kids before the internet because, it would suck. Because, like, when their kids came up to them with questions, like, why is the sky blue? Like, most people don't know that off the top of their head. What do they have to do? They would have to, like, make something up because they don't want their kid to think they're stupid. Like, you don't have time to go to the library, rent an encyclopedia. Is it under sky? Is it under blue? I don't know. Hopefully one of them's there. You know, you rent them both. Come home. You unground your kid because you had to stall for time. Then you tell them what it means, that's not going to work, you know what I mean? But now that I have kids, I can tell them that the sky is blue because the sun's light reflects off the molecules in our atmosphere, which scatters the color blue easier than any other color due to our natural environment. But that's only because I Googled it for this joke. But they'll never know that, you know what I mean? Like, they're just going to ask me, I'll tell them right away, and they're going to be like, boom, my dad's smarter than yours. And then that's it, that's history, yeah. But when I asked my parents when I was a kid, they're like, because that's the way God made it. And I was homeschooled, so that's not good. You know what I mean? I need to know things. I don't know what atheist parents tell their kids. They're like, because that's how nothing made nothing. Now shut up and go to bed. Just shut up. Thank you. Anti-atheist joke, very rare. Very rare joke. So I was homeschooled. Anyone else? Exactly. See, here's the thing about being homeschooled is you can only be as smart as your mom, so. That's it. If your mom's not a teacher, that's too bad for you. You're a comedian. Good luck. Enjoy the Rivoli on Mondays. That'll be fun. Just stop, drop, and roll mean anything to you guys? Stop, drop, and roll. See, like, why? How many of you, by show of hands, have caught on fire in your life and needed to implement stop, drop, and roll? Why do I know that? I don't know why I need to know that. Why? When am I on when I'm just me on fire and nothing else around me? When is this ever going to happen where a candle falls on just me and I'm like, good thing I can roll? No, I'm in a house on fire. I'm rolling in fire. This is not ineffective. But I know this in my life. I know this. But yet, I don't know what to do when someone pulls a knife on me. Why haven't I learned a technique to get out of that one? Like, stop, drop, and give them your iPhone instead of doing what I did, which was think it's a prank and laugh. I don't know why that happened. It wasn't my fault, though. The knife was really small, like, really, like, you know, like, when you cut your toenails, you know that toenail clipper and has that one, like, knife for the dirty business? It was that. It was, like, that big of a knife that he tried to rob me with, and I was like, really, with that? And he was like, I'm just kidding, man, and then walked away. That was it. I don't know what happened. I think it was his first robbery. I still don't know. I have no idea if that was real or not. Like, I wish I could be more gangster. That's definitely a dream of mine, but I own a cat, so that dream's dead for me. Those two worlds don't collide, you know what I mean? I can't just, like, plan a bank robbery, load a gun, and then feed my cat kibbles. Like, that's not how life works. You show up to a bank, you're like, give me the money, and they're like, but I can see you're just cuddling your cat 2 minutes ago because you're, like, you're a mess, you're covered with cat hair, you're wearing black, and they're going to be like, yeah, I know, I miss him. Litter's very expensive. It's not good. That's not how gangster life works. You know what I mean? I'm like that safe black. I'm like that black guy they put in a TV commercial when they want to be like they don't want to be like, this product's for black people, but they want to be like, this product's for people, and also sometimes black people enjoy it. Then that's me. That's, you know what I mean? Like, black enough that I'll get followed around in Walmart by the staff, but not black enough that I'll get shot by the police for no reason. That's not. Thank you. That joke does well in Ottawa. and now here. Good. Just got to pit the cities against each other. Senator fans? Okay, anyways. What? Yeah, nothing to say. do you guys have parents? Or? Just trying to, you know, find common ground. I don't know how to transition to this. My parents are white. I have white parents. My real, not like a weird science baby. Like, I'm not like white and black. And well, kind of. Like, kind of am. Like, I'm biracial, so whatever. It's not like a test tube thing. It was like my real mom's white. My stepdad's white. My half-sister's white. My friends are confused. I'm not good at basketball. You guys are confused. That's my life. But when I was 12, I asked my parents for a bike for my birthday, and I got it, obviously, because they're white. Really nice bike, like shocks and 12 gears. It was red. Not bragging. It was just a good bike. I biked to my friend's house, left it at the end of his driveway, and ran in to tell him, bro, I got the bike, whatever. And we come back out, and the bike's gone. Immediately gone. Just gone in 60 seconds, like the movie, which is based after my life. Not a big deal. So then I was like, I got to go home and tell my parents the bike they literally just got me is gone. Like, how do you explain, you know what I mean? Like, you just got me a bike an hour ago, don't have it anymore. I don't know how to, they're going to be like, did you sell it for crack? And I'm 12 years old, so probably not. And they're white, so, okay. So I'm like, then my stepdad calls me out to the shed, which I can only assume is for the world's greatest beating. I don't know why I'm getting called out to the shed. And we get there, and the bike is just there because they wanted to teach me a lesson. And the only lesson that taught me Exactly. The only lesson that taught me is they're master thieves and actors, and I should never trust them in any circumstance ever. You know what I mean? Don't do that. That's how white people punish their kids, with psychological damage. I don't understand what's happening, because apparently spankings are abuse. Thank you, the one person that's against spankings. Or for spankings, I guess. Anyways, I'll end with this. I did get jumped recently, which is, before you'd feel too bad for me, it was by an old man. Like really old man, like the man from the movie Up Old, you know it? Like really, like bucket list, like jump a black man then die. I don't know what's happening. It was 7 a.m. in Timorans. There isn't supposed to be violence yet, statistically. for anyone that likes crime stats, you'll know that's true. And so here's what happened, okay? And remember that I'm the victim, okay? A lot of people like to side with the old man right away because that's how life works. So here's what happened. We went to go pay, and this guy just reaches in their purse and grabs a wad of money and starts to run. And she's like, help, is there any guys that are going to help me? And I'm like, I'm a man or whatever. I don't know why I said that. And then grabbed him by the arm and then just immediately apologized because it was like mushy bones. Like what, seller in a leather bag or whatever? So I wiggled the money from his hand and gave it back to the lady, and that's when he decided to jump me from behind because he was so old. It was just like a backpack grab or whatever. And then he just held on, and I was like, disgusting. And I swung around like a baby gently because I'm a hero, don't forget. And I brought him outside and put him down on the sidewalk or whatever and said, have a nice day because I'm Canadian. That's what happened, but because everyone saw it halfway through, they just saw me rob an old man, split it with a black lady, and then throw him to death in the streets like a monster. All right, I'm Danny Woodrow. Thank you very much.
Hey, what's up? This is Chris Locke, and you're listening to the Alt Comedy Lounge here live in Toronto, home of food.
Your next guest just got by or just came from moderating a live streamed debate for the Toronto Star on women's rights in the upcoming election. Please welcome to the stage our good friend of mine, Jess Beaulieu!
All right. How's everyone doing?
Cool.
I did just come from an election thing. Is everyone excited about the federal election? you're more excited to be here than about the federal election. Who are you guys going to vote for? Does anybody know? Like, not Stephen Harper, though, right? We're, like, all in agreement of that. Everybody has to sign an agreement tonight that nobody is voting for Stephen Harper. I can't handle any more of that man and his hair and his face. He's like, he hates me. I mean, we've never met, but my existence is something he doesn't like. I'm Aboriginal. I'm Métis, which is true. He doesn't like that about me. I'm also a woman. The man hates women, for sure he does. Like, all of his policies reflect that. Like, I actually think Stephen Harper would care a lot more about women if our period blood was made of oil, you know? Like, if we were... But seriously, that makes sense. Is somebody not okay with periods? Fuck, it's 2015. Jesus Christ. I'm bleeding right now. You want me to show it to you? I will, for the show. I have a menstrual cup in. I'll take it out, throw the blood into the audience. We'll all experience it, you know, together. It's like a haunted house. Oh, God, I'm having fun. Come on, guys, take it easy. Jesus Christ, fuck. How many women are here right now? Like, most of you have uteruses. I mean, some of you might not, but, you know, come on. All right. Okay. I was talking about women and vaginas. I was at the gynecologist recently, getting up getting an old pap smear done, you know how it is. You need those. And my gynecologist, he's a cheeky guy, put my feet up in the stirrups, spread me wide, and then he said, "Let's take a look under the hood," and winked like I was a car. I was like so pissed. I was like, "Oh, this is such a male doctor joke to make. There's no way a female doctor would ever make a similar stupid joke like that." Like, can you imagine a female doctor looking at a naked male patient and being like, "Looks like I'm driving stick today. Boom, yeah? Yeah! Shifting your gears, right? Two horns, Hong Kong. Get it?" Oh, God. Lord Almighty. Well, okay, that went well. You're okay with vaginas when it's gynecologist-related. Hey, here's another thing about vaginas. Oh, man. I went down on a woman for the first time recently. Hello! Thank you. I was in a threesome situation, and it was one woman, one man. I have no interest in having sex with two men. Absolutely. One penis is enough ego for me. Thank you very much. I don't need two guys mansplaining oral sex to me, you know? So it was one woman, one man. And you know what? After receiving cunnilingus for as many years as I have, and, you know, I've always thought, well, this must be a lot harder than I think it is. It's not. It is not hard at all. Straight men who I've fucked, whoever's here tonight, you hear me? Oh, my God, is it easy? It was the easiest fucking thing I've ever done. It was like laundry. I was like, this is, you just listen. That's all there is to it. If she's moaning, you keep at that. You don't just suddenly change directions for no reason. You don't follow the wind, you know? Cunnilingus is not choose your own adventure, okay? You don't close your eyes and spin the vulva and see where you land. Fuck. Oh, the entitlement. I once had a man go down on me. He put his face there, kept his mouth shut, didn't do anything beyond that. No tongue, no lip, just took a cool nap in my crotch. And it was moaning, like, yes, this is good. I was like, you think it's good? Like, this is the definition of male entitlement right now. You're doing nothing and expecting results. You're unconscious, it seems. Is that snoring or moaning? I don't know what's going on. I ask out a lot of men. Oh, God. And with this blazer, are you kidding me? Susie Shear, $10. And I ask out a lot of men. You know, I was at a coffee shop the other day, saw this handsome gentleman, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go ask him out. Why not? It's Tuesday, you know? I don't have a job. I got time to kill. So, you know, I trotted up to him, you know, got real close. I smiled. He didn't. And then I realized, oh, I've already been on a date with this guy. Oh, no. Where do I go from here? Trapped. I'm trapped. That happens all the time to me. I can't remember men I've had sex with, men I've got, who've gone down on me, the rest, you know. It's just, my memory, I'm only in my 20s, but my memory's gotten so bad. Like, what is it going to be like when I'm hitting on guys in my 70s, you know? I'm going to see a cute man, and I'm going to turn to my friend, and I'm going to be like, I'm going to go ask him out. He's really cute. And she's going to be like, you were married to that man for 40 years. This is his funeral. He's in a casket. And I'll be like, oh, he's dead? I thought he was just really laid back, you know? Either way, he looks good in a suit. Am I right? You guys aren't on board. You're like, you had me at the cunnilingus stuff, but what the fuck is this death? Okay. Last thing. Does anyone know how sharks have sex here? Oh, come on, it's fun. Okay, so this is funny. So shark, well, it's uncomfortable. Sharks, how they have sex is the male shark bites the female shark because he doesn't have a limb to bring her closer so it feels better for him. Been there. Am I right? So he does that, and through evolution, for his purposes, the female shark has developed thicker skin through evolution. Isn't that nuts? When I heard that, I was like, well, this is typical, you know? A woman is changing to accommodate a man's needs. Yeah. Yeah, I've been there. What, male sharks? You couldn't grow an arm so you could hold her? You know? Jesus Christ. Also, male sharks have tongues, but they don't use them for anything. Typical! Am I right? Fuck. I bet male sharks also love Entourage, you know? It's their favorite fucking show. Okay, that you guys have been great. Thank you so much. Good night!
Yo, this is Chris Robinson. Stop all that roid rage. You're listening to the Alt.com Comedy Lounge, recorded at the Rivoli, live in Toronto.
All right, we have got another act coming to the stage right now. One of our last acts, definitely, runs an amazing show called Top Shelf Comedy at St. Louis Wings in the Beaches. It is really amazing. It does not happen tonight, so I can plug it. It happens on a Friday, which is, you start your Monday here, you end your Monday there. It's going to be great. Please welcome the very hilarious Brian Ward!
Thanks, guys. Keep it going for Andrew. He's making you laugh all night. I'm pumped to be here, guys. I'm very excited. This is my favorite time of year. I don't think I have to tell you guys this, but we're like less than 2 months away from Swish LA bringing this festive special back, so I'm pretty pumped. Oh, my God. It's been a long year, right? Oh, my God. I wouldn't mind if they just did it all year. I wouldn't even complain. I mean, you get that quarter chicken dinner, you're already winning. But when it's festive special time, there's all sorts of treats, right? Get those two scoops of stuffing goop. It's pretty good. Cranberry sauce. Get those chocolates at the end. Used to be a Toblerone. I don't know what happened. I wish I knew. Wish I had answers for you. The relationship broke down. Now we got Lindor's. What can you do, right? You live with it. Move on. Finish your meal. Crack those Lindor's open. Find the dark chocolate. Throw that in the garbage. I don't think so, dark chocolate. Not now, not ever. You'll find that I'm a very Swiss Chalet positive comedian. They follow me on Twitter. They're big fans. It's mainly where I get most of my retweets from, actually. Swish LA, very supportive of my comedy. I love it, man. Swish LA. I got a lot of fond memories as a child. Like, I didn't come from a religious family, you know. Like, we didn't go to church or anything like that. But I did own a little suit. And that suit was for Swiss Chalet nights. That's what it was for. It's the only time I wore it. I looked rather dapper, I must say. Swiss Chalet, you got to give them credit. You know, they're the only place in town who thought that they could improve on gravy. And they did. They figured it out. You know, they set themselves a goal and they achieved it. Chalet sauce is better than gravy. I'm not even going to have that conversation with you people. I don't have enough time. Figure your fucking life out and try some chalet sauce, and we'll be on the same page. Chalet sauce, low-cal, low-fat. It's vegetarian. There's no meat in there. I don't know what's in it. I suggest you do not look it up, but chalet sauce is gravy you can drink. I know that for a fact because I used to work for a guy who would drink it. Yeah, we would have Swiss Chalet lunches at work, and the next day, you know, with the leftover chalet sauce, he would take it and he would pour it into this big, oversized green coffee mug, and he would get a straw, and he would just slurp chalet sauce through that straw, and then he would tell me what to do. It was a nightmare. But been running into a lot of friends and family I haven't seen in a while, you know, and it's weird. Like, almost inevitably, at one point or another, they've all asked me if I've lost weight, which is a pretty cool thing to be asked on a regular basis. But the answer is no. I have not lost weight, ever. That's never happened, not once. It's pretty much just gone up since I started. So I think what's happening is that all of my loved ones think that I'm a lot fatter than I actually am. Apparently, I just leave a very fat impression on people. That's the takeaway. I don't know why. I don't know what it is about me that causes this. You know, perhaps it is the volume at which I breathe. That can get away from me if I'm not focusing on it, for sure. I can ruin a movie. I've done it before. I'll do it again. In fact, the more I'm enjoying a movie, the more I'm ruining it for everyone else around me with my excited panting. If it's not the breathing, maybe you've just seen me eat something once. That gets pretty crazy. Like, I don't know about you, but I don't think I've ever had the suggested serving size of anything. I don't know who's making those suggestions, but we have different eating strategies. You ever poured out the suggested serving size of cereal? Like, am I a fucking infant? What is this? It's 11:30 p.m. It's time for night breakfast. This is not going to cut it. 125 milliliters of milk. I don't even know how to measure that out. I don't know what that is. Is that a shot glass? I have a lot of shot glasses. I can probably make this work. I think I'm just... What I've discovered about myself recently is that I am just a very excessive person. Not just with food. Other aspects of my life are affected. You know, like I drink too much beer, I smoke too much pot. Even with sex, I think I'm an excessive person. Like, if I'm having sex with a woman, she's having, like, hundreds of orgasms. You know what I mean? Start to finish. Orgasm, 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 orgasm. It's too much. That joke's great because if you don't laugh at it, it still makes me feel good. I'm like, oh, you think I can do that? Cool. That's awesome. I did actually start a new relationship recently. Thanks. Little late on the woos there, guys. Appreciate it, though. Yeah, I started a new relationship recently. It's going well. I'm 31 years old, and my girlfriend is 21. There you go. I get a little bit of grief about it. Listen, my parents want grandkids, and at this point in my life, this is kind of the closest thing I can offer. You know? Take her to the zoo or something. That'd be great. It's a lot of walking that I could avoid. I'm just happy not to be dating anymore. That was not my thing. I'm a relationship-oriented person. I tried Tinder very briefly before I met my lady, and didn't go well. Someone audibly just said, uh-oh. Yeah, a bad Tinder story is coming, so get ready. I matched up with this girl. She messaged me first, which is fucking unheard of. And she was like, hi, I think I saw you at a comedy show a couple weeks ago, and you were hilarious. And I was like, yes, comedy, thank you so much. Finally, something. It's like, oh, yeah, that was me. That's great. Thank you so much really nice of you to stay. Do you want to get a drink or something sometime? And she was like, no. And I was like, cool, awesome. Appreciate the fandom. That's awesome. Weird way to tell me you like my comedy, but we'll take it. So, don't awe me. I have a 21-year-old girlfriend. I'm fucking kicking ass right now, so fuck you. Thanksgiving's coming up. You guys excited? I am. Real excited. I love turkey dinners. Love them. Don't know why we do not have a turkey dinner in the summer. Doesn't make sense to me. There's turkeys walking around like they're there. They don't look very hard to kill. I don't know. A stick, a rock, something, you could kill it, you know? But that's another show. But we got it coming up, October. It's almost here. I'm pumped. You know, I love all that stuff, man. Turkey, gravy, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce. But I think it does beg the question, you know, how did cranberries score that gig? Holiday table every time. Cranberries? I think we can all agree cranberries are by far the shittiest berry out of all of them. The cranberries are like the Stephen Baldwin of the berry family. Like, why can't you be more like your brothers, man? We like them, you weirdo. It's a goddamn lazy berry, if you ask me. Cranberries are not pulling their weight, man. Like, you go to the grocery store, there's like a whole wall of cranberry juice to choose from. But all it is cranberries mixed with another berry that actually tastes good. Cranberries are like pretty good juice, eh? You like that? You're like, shut the fuck up, cranberries, okay? Grape was in there working overtime trying to make up for your sour bullshit, so I don't know what you're bragging about, bro. Off the top of my head, I could name five berries better than a cranberry. Strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, blackberries. You know, I'm sure there's a fifth berry. I'm not a fucking berryologist, but you understand what I'm saying. If I had my way, cranberries, you're out. You're not a berry anymore. Yeah, you did this. Don't look at me. You're a cran now. That's it. You're just a cran. It's a gross word. You're gross. Makes sense. Go fuck yourself. Cherries, you're in, buddy. You're a berry now. Been working hard. Got that pit in the middle. Hasn't slowed you down a bit. We're going to call you cherry berries. It's going to be adorable. The marketing's already in place. Fucking cranberries. Fuck a cranberry. Strawberries. Now that's a berry. That is a goddamn berry right there. Strawberries doing things cranberries couldn't even consider pulling off. Neapolitan ice cream? You think cranberries could hold up that end of the table? No fucking way. No way. That's vanilla and chocolate. That's the big dogs. Okay, you're rolling with the big dogs now. Cranberries. Go cure a UTI or something, you weirdo. Strawberries, movers and shakers, man, from the beginning. Working with all sorts of fruits, you know? They don't mind sharing the spotlight. Strawberries and bananas, we've all had a smoothie before. It's an entry-level smoothie right there, strawberry banana, it's easy. But they're working with the weird fruits too, you know? Kiwis, you think kiwis ever would have made it mainstream with those strawberries vouching for them? No fucking way. Kiwis look like they're from another planet. Are you kidding me? It's like all fuzzy on the outside and green on the inside. Like, I don't think so, kiwis. Strawberries is like, it's cool, they're with me. You're like, all right, come on in. You better stay close to strawberries, kiwis. I'm fucking watching you. And rhubarb, fucking strawberries taking that bullet every time. Rhubarb. You ever had a rhubarb pie without strawberries in it? Guess what? You got pranked. That's not a real thing. You just ate a baked salad. Ew. That's gross. I gotta go soon. But before I go, just wanted to say one last thing. I read recently that the West African black rhinoceros is officially extinct. It's gone. They're all gone. And since I got a microphone and some lights and stuff, I thought maybe before I go, I could just address the whole human race on this issue for just a second. We did it, guys. We got them. Good work. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your night.
That is our show for tonight. Let's hear it for everyone you've seen tonight. Every single comedian and every single one that I named. The Alt Comedy Lounge, as I said, happens every Monday night here at the Rivoli. It has for 25 years. It is on Sirius XM on channel 168. Canada Laughs, here every Monday, as I said. Fantastic show. Thank you so much for coming out and supporting live comedy. Give yourselves a big round of fucking applause. You guys are amazing. I'm Andrew Justin. Have a good night. Woo!
The Alt Comedy Lounge happens every Monday night at 9 p.m. at the Rivoli in downtown Toronto. For information on upcoming shows, visit alt.comedylounge.com or connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. For previous shows, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Catch you next time.